It's the first rematch edition of Behind Enemy Lines presented by Gatorade. And to once again take a look at the Washington Redskins, we bring back the clairvoyant Steven Zarda, the senior writer for Redskins.com. And Steven, let's get into the state of Washington right now. They were 6-3-1, okay? Lose, tough game, Thanksgiving against Dallas. Week later, 10 days later, you know, tough one on the road against Arizona, another one-possession game. Team's right now 6-5-1. Do the Redskins feel like that with this third consecutive road game that they must win in order to get their season back on track and get a push going towards the playoffs?
I would say yes. The playoff standings currently, they're half a game behind the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for that last wild card spot. They're only half a game ahead of the Vikings and Packers, two teams they beat, but both those teams are still very much alive. You know, the Redskins are currently 2-2 in the division with wins over the Giants and the Eagles. And, you know, they don't want to go into Philadelphia, lose three road games in a row, and then only have three games left to try to get that second playoff berth in a row. So if they can win and go to 7-5-1 on the season, push the Eagles to 5-8, that's going to put them in a good spot against two teams upcoming, and the Panthers and the Bears that are both below 500.
So, Steven, looking at quarterback Kirk Cousins, he was the NFC Offensive Player of the Month for November. He had a streak of three straight games with a passer rating of 110 or more, snapped last week in Arizona. What do you think that he needs to do to improve, not so much overall, but specifically in the red zone, where the Redskins have struggled for most of the season?
And that's an answer everyone's trying to figure out. How can they move the ball up and down the field? Then they get inside the 20-yard line and they really bog down, because they're currently 31st in the NFL in the red zone at 44%. And, you know, there's some plays that they've tried. They've really, really struggled with the fade route in the end zone. They tried it to Josh Doctson a few times. Josh Doctson, of course, is now an IR. They tried it to DeSean Jackson last week. That didn't work either. But there are maybe two potential fixes. And if Jordan Reed can come back, he's practicing from that shoulder injury that he suffered against the Cowboys. And then maybe getting a little bit of that run game going too. Kirk Cousins has 7 rushing touchdowns in his career, all within the 10-yard line. And the same thing with Robert Kelly, the new number one running back. He has 4 touchdowns this season, again, all coming inside that 10-yard line.
Steven, the last time you were here on the program, you talked about Rob Kelly, and he had that key run late in the game to ice the win for Washington. Now that he is the feature back, do you think he'll become a more of a focal point of the offensive attack?
I think so, and in a sense, he already has become more of a focal point because he is now the starter. When the last time the Redskins faced the Eagles, he was the number 3 running back, and then he had that 45-yard run. It was kind of a breakout moment for him. And since then, he's entered the starting lineup. He's 5th in the NFL in rushing over the last 4 games, highlighted by just a massive day against the Packers 2 weeks ago. So, they want to get their offense more balanced, and that's been huge for them. When they've lost games, they have had a very imbalanced offense. In the 5 losses they have, it's 218 pass attempts, something like 95 runs. And in their 6 victories, it's more of a balanced attack. For example, last time they played Philadelphia, it was 33 runs to 34 pass attempts. So if they can kind of get a more balanced attack closer to that those two numbers, then it might be a good thing for Washington moving forward.
Steven, we've talked a lot about balance here in Philadelphia. Carson Wentz had 60 pass attempts last week against Cincinnati in the loss there. Looking at the defense, it's been much maligned, injured throughout the course of the season, Steven. Has struggled in certain areas, especially on third down in particular. But when you look at the last matchup between the Eagles and the Redskins, the Eagles only scored 6 points on offense. They had a kickoff return for a touchdown and a pick 6 by Malcolm Jenkins. So in your estimation, from back in week 6 when these two teams last played and to now, what has changed with the Redskins defense?
Well, some of the things that are similar, first of all, are they're still getting pressure. The last time the Redskins and Eagles faced, Ryan Kerrigan had 2 sacks, had a big day. And opposite of him, Trent Murphy now has 8 sacks this season. It's a breakout year for him. But the Redskins have really struggled in creating turnovers and getting off the field in third downs. Last week against the Cardinals, the Cardinals were 10 of 16 on third downs. And some of those plays were 11-yard completions, 12-yard completions. And even the Cardinals went for it on 4th-and-1 from inside their own 40-yard line late in the game. So the Redskins have really struggled to stop the run, create turnovers, and get off the field in third down. And you know, if the Eagles can find a way to get maybe one of those things in their advantage, it could be a tough day for that defense.
All right, Steven, last question for you. Last time you gave us Rob Kelly as an X factor. Who do you predict will be an X factor who the Eagles need to keep aware of this Sunday?
I'm going to go a little more mainstream. I'm going to go Josh Norman. He's going against an inconsistent wide receiver core for the Eagles. Maybe he can get an interception, a fumble, who knows? But it could be Josh Norman with a big day.
I wonder who he'll end up bickering with by the end of the game there. Get a little tit for tat there. Steven Zarda, senior writer for Redskins.com, does a phenomenal job. Make sure to check out his work. Steven, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.